It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is the Snail Box. Now, the Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant just at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane. And it is one of my favourite places to eat, especially when the weather's nice. You can actually sit outside.
Health, yeah.
You can sit outside. Oh, it's lovely, yeah. Isn't it?
And then when this is going to sound so philosophical, but when there's a gentle breeze in the air, because you're on a hill, it's so nice.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing like it with a cold pint and a bit. Said a essay, say it again. I'll say it every day. They're warm beef salad. It will change your life. I honestly just go there for that.
Like, really?
Oh, my God. And because of where I work, a lot of the time, every day I actually pass it.
Mm.
And every day I'm like, there's days where I'm tempted, only they don't open that early.
Okay, well, make sure you pop in again soon.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the baseball cap collection, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
The whole roof is covered in.
I remember in there first. They're only about 1 and 2. And just the whole time, they were like, my son was just like looking up in awe. He couldn't, he was just mesmerized by it. Even for the kids to see, it's brilliant.
Yeah, they have an amazing, it's nearly a world record breaking baseball cap collection. And they have baseball caps from all over the world. Every time I go away on a holiday, I bring one back and they put it up on the roof on display. Anyway, if you are away anywhere, buy a baseball cap, pop into the Snail Box, and they will exchange your baseball cap for one of theirs. So you're not without a baseball cap,
basically.
My mother
and father-in-law go there, like, religiously every, at least, like, second or third weekend.
And why wouldn't they?
Oh, they love the place. But they must be close enough now to the
world record. Yeah, I think they are.
They must be getting there
now,
are they?
Yeah.
How many years are they building up since?
Oh, since I can remember.
That's crazy. There's a picture of you hanging up in there every day. I'm in there. Puts me off my food.
Puts me off as well. Anyway, so do help them with their world record attempt, the baseball cap collection. And if you're going to Emerald Park over the summer with the kids, pop into the Snail Box afterwards.
It's great.
Just around the corner.
Great reason to be up there, yeah.
Anyway, my thanks to Philip and Stephen and Paddy and Mark and all of the staff at the Snail Box.
And just to say, they don't do crappy pints. Do you know
they don't.
Some places
they certainly don't.
The Guinness can be flat or
beautiful
the head
pints.
On this now.
Yep.
Adrian.
What?
Adrian.
The new goo.
Adrian. Now you're making me, now you're giving me a goo.
So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Hi guys, says this message. My wife recently decided she is going to try the natural look. No hair dye, no makeup, after seeing Pamela Anderson doing the same thing. I feel bad saying this, but I find it awful. My wife is 42, so she has plenty of grey hair, and she does look great with makeup on and dressed up. I'm not a superficial bloke, my wife is beautiful either way, but I basically miss her making an effort to look attractive. I probably sound like a bollocks, and I don't mean to, but let's face it, every man likes a woman who makes an effort, especially when we are going out somewhere. Am I being shallow here? Should I tell her how I feel?
Everyone's slating this guy on Facebook, right? And particularly men. I actually genuinely think that a lot of the men who are slating this man and saying you're shallow would probably have an issue. He's entitled to his feelings. Okay, he might come across as a bit shallow, but a grey woman at 42 looks a lot older. It makes a difference on a woman. Men age well with greys. You can have a silver fox there who's like Patrick Dempsey, man, he is. But what I'm saying is it doesn't work the same on women. So I can understand to an extent. Look, a relationship, it's not built on looks. But I think, you know, physical attraction is important. And I think slating the guy.
What, so you have to have makeup on, you have to have your hair dyed to have a physical attraction?
No, I'm not saying that, but letting yourself go completely and not making an effort at all. Like, if she's still shaving her legs and shaving under armpits, You know, that's natural. Is that attractive? I'm sure there's plenty of men that wouldn't. And if that's shallow, right? Let's say it is shallow. So what? He's entitled to be shallow. We all are shallow. We're all shallow. We all look at sexy people on the TV and think, oh, Jesus. We all look at somebody who looks grotesque and think, what the f-? We all do. It's natural. We are all shallow. So what's wrong? Why is everybody berating this guy?
Because it's his wife, and I mean, he's going on about she has plenty of grey hair. She does. She looks great with makeup on. I'm not being superficial, like literally the next word.
But he's not okay. What's to say that's being superficial? He's just acknowledging that she looks good with makeup on. Most 99.9% of women look better with makeup on. I'm sorry to say.
Maybe do you wear makeup much?
Yeah, I wouldn't go to work without it.
You wouldn't go.
No, I'd have to probably pay for therapy for all of my colleagues, and I can't afford that.
You wouldn't go outside the door without makeup on?
Oh, no, I'd go outside the door without makeup on, but I prefer to have it on. Maybe that's my confidence. I don't know. I don't feel
like
it.
In fact, I don't think I've ever seen you without makeup on.
You have not. I think in labour I sent you guys a picture.
Oh, you did, yeah. Yeah, there was that.
You have to give me. I was pushing a human out of places.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
But.
But no, I don't think I've ever seen you without makeup on.
No, I'd never come in here and do the podcast without. I'd go around to Tesco or Dunn's or something like that if I was nipping around the shop or whatever, or going out for a walk. But would I generally wear makeup, would go out without makeup? No, because I feel better with it.
You feel better with
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Why do you feel better?
It's not about, you know, anybody else or what other people think of me. It's just I feel better with it. I think I look better with it.
If you come in here and without makeup on, would I be shocked?
I don't know. I'm not going to try it, so we'll never know. But no, it's just something for me. Look, I'm not saying women have to wear makeup. That's not it at all. And there are some women who genuinely are so gorgeous that they don't need it. They've perfect skin and everything. And if a woman doesn't want to wear makeup, then absolutely that's her choice and you shouldn't question her on it. But does makeup make women look better generally? Yes, it does. There's a reason that this product is so wildly sold, because it enhances your image. It's filtering your face.
You might be familiar with, well, you obviously know Pamela Anderson, and she's on this no makeup buzz at the moment. Mm-hmm. And all of her publicity photographs in the last while are her.
She looks beautiful. I have seen her, and she does look, to be fair, she looks beautiful. But she also looks about 15 years older. She looks like a beautiful 68-year-old woman.
And she's not, she's 58.
57.
Yeah.
You know, and she does look fabulous, but let's be honest, the hair. And you telling me that she looks like an older woman there?
Yeah, but she's embracing her age.
And that's fantastic. But, like, you can't put your partner down for having an opinion on that. You know, if your partner, if you're a woman married to a man and he stops shaving and puts on weight and generally stops making an effort because he's embracing being natural and he's not going to work on himself anymore... Would people call women shallow for making the observations? I don't think they would.
You don't think this guy is shallow at all for saying he's horrified by his wife's appearance?
He's horrified by her appearance at all. He said she's beautiful without makeup. And what I got from his message
He didn't say she's beautiful without makeup. She does look great with makeup on and dressed up.
But let me see that. I think you're wrong. He did say,
she looks great with makeup on. The implication being she looks shite without it.
I'm not a superficial bloke. My wife is beautiful either way. Okay, so you can embrace your wife's natural beauty, but there's nothing wrong with every so often, you know, seeing her in a pair of heels with a bit of makeup on and hair done. A woman going grey at 42 ages her by about... It ages her a lot more than a man going grey at 42.
Okay, so you have to keep dyeing your hair.
I personally do not like young women going grey. That's my personal opinion. I don't judge anyone for it. I just don't think it looks nice. I think women, for as long as they should try and keep their youth.
And grey hair is part of that.
Oh, yeah. Grey hair... Like I said, if a couple walked in now, same age, and they were, let's say, 45, between 44 and 45, if the man had grey hair and the woman had grey hair, people would be thinking that she's older than him, even if they were the same age. And, like, even if he is being shallow, so the hell what? Like, there's nothing wrong with asking the question. It's not like he's saying they're saying she looks like a wreck, she's an ugly bitch or anything. He's just saying that once in a while it would be nice, especially if they're going out. You like think if you're going out, you know, on a date night or to a wedding or something, that the person...
He says every man likes a woman who makes an effort. The implication being she's not making an effort anymore. She's letting her hair go grey. She's not wearing any makeup.
She's probably not even shaving, like...
Maybe she's not, I don't know.
For all the men berating this guy, none of y'all are going to turn around and say, I love a woman with hairy armpits, hairy legs and a big hairy bush. Nobody's going to say that. And okay, if you do say it, there probably are people out like that. But let's be honest, none of you are going to honestly put your hand on heart and say you prefer that in a woman. Men... generally.
Well, I'd love to find out if there is actually is a man who would prefer a woman who's completely au naturel.
I think that in a relationship you should make an effort to an extent. And I don't mean all the time being, honey, I'm home, and or being in the kitchen waiting with the makeup done and the dinner ready and the nails perfect. I'm not talking about that. But I think there should be something to keep the spark going. And going around, you know, grey hair like an old woman, never putting a bit of makeup on your face, probably not even buying nice clothes or dress, probably just being a slob. Like, because this woman turns out, it sounds like she's on the verge of slobbiness.
We'll take your calls on this in just one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Martina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martina?
I'm fine, thank you, and yourself?
Good, thank you, Martina. Well, is this husband being extremely shallow by not being happy with his wife going grey and not wearing makeup? He's basically saying that she's not making an effort.
It's not that she's not making an effort. Maybe she's tired. Maybe she's tired of being taken advantage of. Is he helping her around the house? Is he helping with the kids, the housework? You know, maybe she's just tired of it all and thinks, I'm not worth it anymore. Am I worth it as a woman? And maybe he sits there in the evening time after work on the couch, maybe having a beer, watching football while she's running after kids, make sure the dinner's ready, everyone else is ready. And he just sees her as another mummy.
Mm.
Why doesn't he get up and help her? Why doesn't he make her a cup of tea? Why doesn't he run her a hot bath? Why doesn't he say to her, sweetheart, I love you? That's all he has to say to her. I love you as you. If he wants, what's going to happen in maybe 10, 20 years when he starts to go grey or go bald? Is she going to turn around and say the same to him? Here, man, we're going to hop down to the shop and buy you a wig. We got them injections for your tummy, you're putting on weight. How would he feel? How would she feel knowing that this is about her and she goes to leave the house? Is she going to be looked at? Is she going to be stared at? Maybe now from now on she's going to put on her makeup and do her hair because she thinks people are judging her. How about judge him for a while? See how he feels.
Okay, so you believe that her leaving the hair, not dyeing her hair, not wearing makeup, not getting dressed up is probably a reaction to how he's treating her?
Probably, yeah. She is a woman. She doesn't have to... Maybe when he married her, she was the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen when she was, because he married her.
Mm-hmm.
He took her for better, for worse, whether she's in makeup or she's going grey.
Okay, let me ask you...
It's 100, 100.
One of the questions he asked is, should I tell her how I feel? Should he tell his wife that he is not happy with how she looks, with the lack of effort she's making?
No. Why does he want to hurt her more? What did she do to him to deserve that? What did she actually do physically, mentally or emotionally for him to turn around and tell her that?
Maybe he didn't do anything.
Yeah, but why do it to her? Why doesn't he change his appearance for her?
He's not turning around saying, come here, love, you're an ugly mess. I can't stand the sight of you without makeup.
But that's actually saying what he's... But to turn around and tell her, oh, by the way, honey, your hair's a bit grey. Do you think I should stop on a bit of makeup there?
But if this was in reverse and a woman were on there talking about her husband gaining weight and not shaving... I have to disagree with you, Martina. I think, and Adrian, I think you probably agree with me, the narrative would be different. People would be more likely to have a chat with him and, yeah, maybe he's depressed and blah, blah, blah. Whereas when a man comments, how dare a man comment on any woman?
No, no. My husband, believe it or not, right, he has put on so much weight. It's ridiculous. And we have tried everything to take it down. It won't go down. But I will not say it to him. Because I know
it
hurts him. No.
But then...
We go, right, honey, we have a medical problem.
I'm sorry, I actually missed that. Sorry, what did she say? She's not going to tell him?
That he's...
I won't tell my husband
weight.
He looks fat and ugly.
Okay, so the difference here really is... So you're not going to tell him he looks fat and ugly?
No, I love him. I love him for him.
You're parading.
I didn't marry for looks.
I'm sorry, but you're saying to me that you couldn't write this. So you're saying to me that on one hand, you know, this guy, how dare
he should not tell her, and she vice versa.
But your exact words you used there was, I'm not going to tell my husband he's fat and ugly. Like, I love your honesty to us, not to him, obviously, is that not worse that you would think that and not be honest about it? If that's how you really feel?
He knows himself, he is, so I don't have to tell him it. But I love my husband for him.
But you have to call him fat and ugly on a radio show or a podcast.
But he knows it is.
I'm sorry.
I don't have to tell him. I don't actually have to turn around and tell him that. He says it to me.
So your husband knows he's fat and ugly and you don't have to tell him?
Correct. No. Well, I wouldn't tell him. That's just it. I would not tell him.
And you wouldn't tell him for what reason? Because you might hurt his feelings.
No, it's not that I would hurt his feelings. What I fell in love with was a person. What was on the inside? Yeah. His heart, his generosity, you know. Not for the way he looks.
Okay, but he wasn't fat and ugly when you met him first, was he?
No.
But he is now.
Yeah. Can I ask you, do you, even in his fatness and ugliness, as you put it, yeah, do you still find him, still physically attracted to him?
Yes.
Right, okay. So he still turns you on, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you not think, though, if you have these feelings, if your relationship is strong enough, that you'd be able to, you know,
we have a very, very strong relationship. But I am not going to hurt him. I'm not going to hurt his feelings.
But you've just been on the podcast talking about how he's fat and ugly.
I know, but he knows himself he is. So I don't have to. If she knows, the husband doesn't like her because she's unattractive and everything, right? Don't say that to her.
So Katie's uncontrollable here.
I'm sorry, Martina. I know you're not meaning to be funny, but you're giving me a laugh today that I really, really needed. Thanks for that.
Why am I hilarious?
You don't want to hurt his feelings by calling him fat and ugly. You literally called him fat and ugly on the podcast. How do you know he won't hear this?
He doesn't listen to the radio.
Stay there for a second, Martina. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Martina's husband is fat and ugly, but she doesn't tell him. Sorry, Katie. No, you're right there. Poor Katie's having a meltdown
there. Do I tell him he's fat and ugly? No! I don't tell my... This is a quote of the century. I don't tell my husband he's fat and ugly because I don't want to hurt him. She says on a public platform.
Anyway, Jess... This guy, should he tell his wife that he's not happy that she's basically letting herself go?
I think he should. Honestly, it's the best policy. What is he meant to do? Just keep him out and be like, yeah, you look great. You look fabulous. Knowing the fact that she doesn't.
So,
I'm sorry, in a relationship, you have one basic task, which is to make sure you look nice for your partner. It's just one of the basic jobs.
One of the basic jobs is that you look nice for your partner.
You look nice, you don't cheat. Those are the two basic jobs.
Well, there you are, Martina. That is your job in a relationship, to look nice for your partner.
Oh, it is not.
But it is, though. Physical attraction is a very key part of a relationship. If
when you fall in love with somebody, you fall in love with what's on the inside, not what's on the outside.
Yeah, Martina, that sounds lovely. That sounds very fairy tale like. But let's be honest. We are all judgmental creatures at the end of the day. We all like nice things in front of our eyes. Okay? So let's put the whole it's on the inside thing, all that kind of fairy tale stuff to the side. Okay? Because physical attraction is a very key part of a relationship. If my girlfriend started looking uglier by the day, I'm sorry, I'd tell it to her, and if she didn't fix it, I'd be like, look, I'm gone. I just don't find you attractive anymore.
To me, that is so wrong.
How is it wrong? How is it wrong to be honest with someone and say, look, I just don't find you attractive anymore? Would you rather he kept it to himself and then just got so fed up that he was cheating on her because he found someone else that looked nice?
Like,
the guy can't win.
What made you fall in love with that person in the first place? Was it their looks or their personality or what they give to the relationship?
What made me fall in love with my partner?
Anybody. Why has looks got to do with anything?
Well, it's the first thing you see. You can't really see someone's personality. When you look at someone, the first thing you see is their features.
Yeah.
So obviously I fell in love with the looks of my partner, and then as I got to know her, that's when the personality and everything like that came in. Like I said, it sounds lovely, it's very fairy tale, like, oh, it's all
but
on
if the
inside,
personality
the
doesn't change or the looks, everybody's looks change as
because
as
we like
older.
Nice things. Martina, why am I going around in circles with you? We like to look at nice things. If you're attracted to someone how they look, if that starts changing and you don't find that attraction anymore, what are you meant to do? Like, I feel like I'm going around in circles with you. Why is the lift not going to the top floor today? But then again, you called your husband fat and ugly on a public platform.
Well, I am no oil paint, and I am going grey naturally as well. I stopped wearing makeup. I put on a bit of weight.
You know why, lads? Do you know why Pamela Anderson can get away with looking natural? Because she's so full of plastic. If she stood outside in the Miami heat, she'd melt. That's why she can get away with normal people cannot.
So, Martina, let me just go back from what you said there, that you stopped wearing makeup. You're, you don't no longer dye your hair, do you not?
Correct.
And why is that? Is that a conscious decision?
It's not. I don't feel the need for it anymore.
You don't feel the need.
And that's brilliant that you don't. Every woman should. Jess, the fact is that I believe that makeup does enhance. I believe that it's there for a reason. But if a woman wants to go out without makeup, she, you know, that's her own choice, Jess.
If that's the case, why doesn't every man we sit down and makeup?
Why would anyone choose not to look pretty and feel good? That's why I don't understand. Why do people not want to feel pretty and feel nice and good?
I feel pretty and
you
I feel good.
You feel pretty as a grey old witch?
Oh my God, Jess.
I couldn't.
Jess, come on. No, Jess,
no.
Come on. Take it down, Tom. That's not nice. She doesn't look like a
grey old witch. I forgive you for what you said about me.
I would die when I forgive you.
Okay, I can't hear everybody. I can't hear everybody. Sorry.
Hang on, Katie. He called her husband fat and ugly. So why am I getting in trouble because I don't want to look like a grey old witch?
I understand that, but...
Don't be contradicting now.
What I'm saying is that, you know, there's ways of debating things.
Why am I getting in trouble even though she's dating her husband? You can't give out to one person and have a great laugh about the other one.
I am going grey naturally, and I don't wear makeup.
Do you mind asking
me how
old you are?
54. Okay. And let me ask you, did you at one time in your life dye your hair and wear makeup?
There was a time when I wouldn't leave the house without makeup. There was a time if I went downtown in one set of clothes and I came home, if I had to go downtown again, I'd change my clothes again.
Right, okay.
And that's brilliant that now there you was are a time. Fully embracing
and
it
then
and you feel beautiful
just,
with it.
It was a conscious thing as well. And now I just don't feel the need for it anymore.
Why? Because you don't feel the need to look glamorous or you don't feel the need to make an effort or...
It's not that I don't make an effort. I don't feel the need for it. The way I see it, if a man in his 20s or 30s starts to go grey or go bald, right? Nobody says anything, okay? That's him. That's his natural look. Why can't a woman do the same? Natural look. What is so wrong with it?
Well, what is so wrong with it?
You know, people with fake nails and their hair extensions and big lips.
The fact is, a lot of us don't age nice, okay? A lot of us don't age like fine wine. That's just a fact. I think if you're in a relationship, whether you're 26 or 56 or 86, you have a duty to look nice for your partner.
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't feel that way. Honestly, I don't. Maybe that's your
choice. So what if your husband,
Martina?
If your husband said to you, look, love, I don't like your grey hair. I would like you to wear a bit more makeup. Are you going to tell me you turn around and tell him, well, listen here, you fat, ugly pig.
I'd sit laughing at him.
You'd laugh at him.
So you can call him fat and ugly, and you said he knows. I think you probably brainwashed him into thinking that. But he can't say to you, oh, listen, I don't find this attractive.
He can't say it to me.
That's hypocritical.
If he said it to me, that's fine. That's his
choice.
What
would you do? Would you say, oh, he's an attraction for me?
No, I will love my husband till the day I die.
Well, here's why we have the half divorce rate, isn't it? Because people don't want to look nice for the partners anymore. These are all lazy.
No, you fall in love with that person.
You may know what you want, but you don't know what's going to
happen if
you don't want to bother.
What would you do if your partner turned around in 5 or 10 years' time and said the exact same thing to you? How would that make you feel on the inside? How would that actually make you feel?
True hurts, Martine, but if Kira gave me a list of things she didn't like, I'd change them. Do you know why? Because I want to stay in my relationship. I want to look nice for my partner. Well, so if she gave me a list of things she didn't like about me, I'd change them.
Okay, on that note, Jess, I want you to have a listen to this voice note, if you wouldn't mind. This is from Emma.
Sorry, just a quick question there for Jess. You're not the one that a few weeks ago said that you've put on a serious amount of weight and now you're getting a gastric band. So where was your, like, consciousness of your girlfriend? Fuck me, Jess, you're some opinionated cunt, you know that?
Do you want to respond to that, Jess?
I did. First of all, it wasn't a gastric band. I said I was starting weight loss jabs. I did it because I don't want to die early, Emma. Okay? My partner didn't really come into it. It was more the fact I didn't want to die at an early age of being overweight. So with all due respect, you can actually go fuck yourself, kindly.
Emma, who never comes on this show because she's a very busy, busy lady, is taking the time today, Jess, because she's so upset by your comments.
Oh!
So she's actually going to come on here.
Why is she going to drag my weight into it? Why is she going to drag my weight loss jabs into it? What does that have to do with anything? That's
because you're talking about people's image, and she picked up on something that was said on this podcast
because
previously.
Because
that
partner has to look nice for their partner. What's the wrong with that? Would you like your husband to become a fat, ugly slob, Katie? You wouldn't.
Look, I think attraction is important, but I definitely wouldn't tell someone they look like a witch.
It's very important.
It is important, but I don't think it's a duty. I think it's you do something.
It is a duty. If you want your relationship to last and you want to look nice for them, it's
okay.
Let's go to Emma.
Don't look ugly
and you don't cheat.
Jess, do you mind me asking, your own partner, would she doll herself up now for you? And
she goes, yeah, she makes herself look pretty.
And if she didn't, you'd say it to her, would you?
I want to say, yeah, what's going on? Is there something wrong? Is there something wrong you want to talk to me about? Because, you know, you seem to be going off the wagon there. They were letting themselves go a little bit. What's up?
Oh, Jesus.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Emma, what do you say to that? Yes.
Oh, Jess, man, you are some opinionated cunt. I'm looking at your Facebook picture. You're actually obese.
Oh, go on, tell me anything.
Why do you think I'm on jab?
Go on, bully me on the podcast. I dare you. I actually dare you.
I just fucking told you why, if you shut up and listen to me.
Okay, but Emma, listen, them jobs, they're about my health. What does that have to do with my partner?
Because why does it
fire under you so much? You're not the one taking the jabs, it's me, so why do you actually care?
That's just like your girlfriend having to look at you. And you're commenting on fucking other people saying that she's saying this and that and about her husband, and you're fucking shouting and screaming down the phone, yes. You're not very great to look at now, yes, are we?
Yeah, and I bet you're just a Venus, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Pride is one of the great sins.
Emma, while you're here, what's your view on this guy being a bit upset that his wife is basically letting herself go? She's not making an effort with the makeup. She's not making an effort with dyeing her hair. She's just not making an effort anymore. And it's getting to him.
I think, look, he has an opinion, fair enough, but, like, there is lines, okay, she stopped dyeing her hair. I think she should continue dyeing her hair because she has just got to age, look older. But if she doesn't want to wear makeup, that's fine. It's her prerogative. I've never worn makeup. I might maybe once a year go to a wedding or something. Like, she doesn't have to wear makeup. He fell in love with her for other reasons besides some putting makeup on her face, like.
So do you think he's being shallow?
I do, to an extent, yes. I don't think, like, she should be going around in tracksuits and pyjamas all day, every day, and not brushing her hair and going grey and stuff. But, like, let her away with not wearing makeup. Jesus Christ, like...
Stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626.
I have to say, Emma.
Emma's gone there now.
Yeah, no, but she comes on with us, or she messages on WhatsApp. That's Emma's WhatsApp picture. Like, now, she has not a lick of makeup in that. And in fairness, isn't she absolutely stunning?
No, I've met Emma.
She is one of the women who can go out without makeup and still look incredible. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen for all of us. That's all I'm saying, that makeup does enhance. But I wouldn't go as far as Jess and say it's your duty. Jess, there's a lot of people very pissed off with you here today.
What? I'm saying something truthful. Jesus, for one, I think I'm actually starting to sound like Trevor, because he'd be saying the same thing. He's the kind of person that'd say the same thing.
Oh, he's actually on.
He's
actually wanting to get on. He's raring to go, and he's coming up now in a little while as well. Sorry, we have another woman on the line there, Laura.
Hi, awesome. Laura.
Hello. Let's see. I'm a 37-year-old. I don't wear makeup, and my boyfriend likes me for the way I am. So, Jess, you going to give me crap?
And can I ask you why, Laura, you don't wear makeup?
Well, okay, I wear makeup if it's like a special occasion and stuff like that, but I feel comfortable in my own skin to not go to the door with makeup on. But the way Jess is talking about, you're a woman. Now, okay, I agree with the way he was talking about the how she didn't tell, or she didn't tell the partner about him being ugly and stuff like that. But she didn't need to go ahead and say that, you know, it's a duty for a woman to look nice for a partner. It's not technically a duty. Like, if
it
you feel comfortable
is,
in your own...
physical attraction no, is not. A key part like... of a relationship. I sound like a parrot here.
Okay, if you're
said, if my
old,
partner suddenly looks old, if my partner suddenly
so
looks ugly tomorrow, do you think I'm going to stay with
her? What are you
going to
do
no.
when you're 70 years old?
But the attraction will be gone.
But what are you going to do when you're 70 years old? It's not all about looking.
I'm going to try and keep myself as looking well as I can. That's
no,
all
but,
I can do.
It's all about the memories with your partner. It's all about how you spend time with each other.
Yeah, and you won't have memories to spend with if they leave you because they don't find you attractive anymore. I'm sorry, it's a key part of a relationship.
They're not the perfect person for you. If they leave you because you, let's say,
it's lovely. Yeah, it's lovely that personalities matter. It's what's on the inside, not the outside. All that blah blah blah. That sounds lovely in a fairy tale world. Like I said, we are not in that fairy tale world. We are creatures, and we like what we see with our eyes.
Yeah, but if I can't, let's say, if I couldn't find anybody that likes me for who I am, I'd rather be single, like myself for who I am, instead of being with somebody that is that shallow. Say, oh, you don't look great today, dear.
Yeah, not shallow.
Change that and change that. Yet they would be
shy
in
my eyes. Why is he shallow for wanting his attractive partner back? Why is he shallow for wanting his attraction to his wife back? How is that shallow?
Well, like, what? Why is she 50 or something like that? So she's probably going through the menopause or going through lack of energy levels. Maybe she can't pick up the energy to make herself look good, or she's
she's a little tired.
Are we actually pulling that excuse now? Yes.
So she's a little
just
tired.
Can I ask you
a
question?
Now,
will you please
excuses.
Answer honestly, please? All right, and it's not meant
I
to be insulting.
Honestly,
I know you are brutally honest. I know that's probably why you get a lot of slack on the podcast, and I do admire your honesty generally. But I'm just genuine question here. Would you consider yourself a controlling partner?
No,
you wouldn't.
I like her to do whatever the hell she wants. Once she's safe, I don't care what.
But
she
even
does.
In that statement you just made, I don't know. Did you pick up on that statement? What
I let her
said?
Do what she wants.
I let her do whatever she wants. Even to insinuate and use the word "let" is
because you're asking me if I'm controlling woman meant to say
a level of control by letting you are allowing.
She's a free person. If she texts me tomorrow saying like, "Oh, here, we're not hanging out. I'm doing X, Y, Z. Tough shit." I'm like, "Yeah, okay."
But
I don't
want
to change her wall. Like,
would you break up with her if she let herself go and didn't write what you would believe is the problem?
If she had actively let herself go, and I honestly talked to her about it and said, "Look, I feel like I'm losing physical attraction for you. I don't want to lose attraction for you. What is wrong with you? Is there anything that's on with your mental health that we can try and fix?" I would have to leave Katie.
But if you were in love with her, no, like honestly, Jess, let's be real here. Let's just be very real here for a second. If you loved her for who she is and you were in love with her as you so claim, then right, she might look better a certain way, but you wouldn't be able to imagine your life without her. You'd want to be with her come hail, rain, shine, no matter what was going on, no matter how she looked. That would not make a difference to you because you love her, not how she looks.
Yeah, but if she took such a drastic turn, I'd have to say something.
They're saying something, but you said there you'd actually end the relationship if it continued and she didn't change.
I would if I completely lost all attraction. I'd have to. What am I meant to do? Lie to myself, lie to her.
But then you don't really love her. Do you know what I mean?
Look, if that had to happen, I'd say, look, I love you and all, but look, the attraction is gone.
But, no, Jess,
I can't stay with you.
Katie is getting at is, if looks are the most important thing, then you don't love somebody.
Well, that's why you thought, I literally said this 3 times now, and it's like, none of you are getting it. The lift isn't going to the top floor with any of you today. I get that we all don't look the same as we get older in life. I get that. But at the end of the day, we are humans. We like what we see with our eyes. They could have the most rainbow, Care Bear, loveliest personality ever in the world.
Yeah.
But if they look like a slob, but they weren't a slob when you met them, what are you meant to do?
Love them anyway.
Do you lie to them?
So you'd end a relationship with someone you so-call love. You say you're in love with your girlfriend, yeah?
I am.
You do. Yeah, you love her. And you love who she is as a person.
I do.
Okay. So if she didn't rectify what you believe is the problem by changing how she looks and how she maintains herself, her image, yeah, and her personal appearance, you'd leave. So you'd leave someone you love to go and be with someone who looks good, but their personality might be pure shite.
If I had a genuine talk with her and said, look, I fell in love with you when you were like this. This is how you were. This is where the attraction was at the highest point. and it's not like that anymore. I don't want to fall out of love with you. I still want to be with you.
But Jess, but you're not getting it. You're not getting what I'm saying.
You're not the one getting it.
No, you're not getting what I'm saying. If you love someone, the way they look isn't going to make you fall out of love with them.
Let me put the question on you.
What?
If you're, you met your husband at what, 14, was what you said, right? Right, so you've been together years now, donkey years.
Looks wouldn't change
a thing. I'm sure you thought he was a hunk when you met him. But if he suddenly became a Homer Simpson, fat, bald, and dope,
Jess,
would you still be with him? No, I would not leave
my husband because of his appearance.
What? Even though if you love someone, his attraction was out the window.
But if you love someone, if you really, really are in love with someone, this is what you're not getting. If you are really, really in love with someone, the love is enough to override the fact, like Martina said earlier on about her husband, who's fat and ugly. Not to be joking here, this is what she said. She loves him. So what I'm asking you is, you would end the relationship. Just listen to what I'm saying. You would end the relationship with this person that you are in love with, to go in search of what I would imagine is another woman who looks after herself, has a certain look, but might have a shy personality, and you don't love. So you'd give up real love for aesthetics, is what I'm getting at. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not. I'm just saying, I just think he owes it to his wife, just the same way as with me and Kieran in that situation. You owe it to your partner to have a frank and honest conversation and say, look, my physical attraction is going down for you. I don't want to lose it. I'm only saying it's because I love you. And I don't understand why that's being shallow.
Okay, and that guy who sent us the message in the first place should do that, should he?
He should.
Yeah, okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in John on this.
Adrian, how you doing, Katie? Great topic today. Just listening to Jess there and Martina. Martina's spot on here, you know. What happened to sickness and in health, you know? It seems to me that Jess is in a disposable relationship, and that's all it means to her, is a disposable relationship. Thank God that I don't have these problems. You know, like, so what if you know, my partner wants a day off and a week off or a month off or a year off if she doesn't want to put on makeup? So what? So what? You know, Jesus. Are things gone this bad? Are they really gone this bad? That's not a relationship. That's not, you know. I wouldn't say it to any, you know, I wouldn't say it to anybody, you know, that you're looking rough. No, I fucking wouldn't, you know. It's that we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what, you know. But I would have loved to hear your guy that sent this in. I would have loved to hear him. I'd love to see him, see what he looks like. Good night, you guys. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
How's the story, boys and girls?
Your name was actually mentioned earlier on this episode as somebody who probably would feel this way when your wife or your partner is no longer making an effort, is no longer putting on the makeup, is no longer getting the hair dyed.
It's good to see Jess coming around to the right side, isn't it?
Oh, is that a compliment?
Oh, it certainly is, lads. Come on, who's going to be willing to get up on a board if she's not looking after herself?
Willing?
Because I'm telling you now, you might say, the personality is great, it's marvellous, it makes me giggle, but it ain't going to get you stiff, and it ain't going to get a board wet, is it? Sorry.
Say it as it is there, Trevor, why don't you?
Well, you know what, why not, lads? Because the day I'm going to go full on here. If she's not prepared to look after herself, put a bit of doll into the going out, and even put a bit of hair dye in. Sorry, boys. That's, and girls, that's why people cheat, because they lose the physical attraction.
That's why people cheat.
I do actually agree there is probably a little bit of that. I'm not saying it's right, it's completely not right, but I do believe there is a little bit of that men feel that their partner doesn't take any pride in her appearance for them, or doesn't value his opinion of her, and probably goes and seeks... Yeah, like, yeah. I don't doubt that if there was a man who had, like, a really, really ugly partner and some knockout came up, not even an ugly partner,
but
someone
who just made no effort.
I do agree. I'm not saying it's right. It's not right. You should love your partner no matter what, and cheating is for scumbags. If you cheat, you are a scumbag. But I definitely believe, and
what if it's not his fault?
Women as well.
That hang on, Katie. What if it's not his fault?
What does that mean? Well, what if it's not his fault?
If he cheats, it's his fault.
No, well, she let herself go. She's not interested in putting a bit of, like I said, a bit of extra work into herself. You don't want to be getting on, going up behind your missus to give her a hug and she looks like your granny from behind.
Okay, so if your wife or your partner or whatever started not dyeing her hair, started not wearing makeup, basically wasn't making much of an effort, would you say it to her?
Pretty right, I would, Adrian. Why wouldn't I? At the end of the day, if she turns around and she looks like a granny at the end of the day, you're not going to be wanting to go, oh, baby, let's go to bed. With your big grey hairs and your hairy armpits and hairy other bits and plain Jane looking things.
I think,
you know,
the line
I mean?
Is, whatever about grey hair, and like even less so, no makeup, whatever. Makeup is whatever, but grey hair more, yeah, it ages you. The hairiness,
no,
like
makeup
and hairy
just
legs,
as
though, that is,
okay,
I'm sorry. There's nothing worse than seeing a woman with really hairy armpits and stuff. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you don't want to be like putting your board arms around you and all of a sudden you feel a tickle on your shoulder. You're like, what the hell is that? And it's all braided armpits.
You know what I mean? I don't agree with a lot of what Trevor says, but I have to give him fair dues here. I think that what he's saying actually has a bit of truth in it, that if a woman...
Katie, I'm going to pull you up on something, right?
Okay.
You just gave Jess a hell of a time, right? So let me put something to you, right? Your fella goes grey, puts on about, next, what, 20, 30 pounds, is a half a lump. Are you going to tell me you can walk in that door and go, oh, baby, I want to jump your bones right now?
Listen, no, it's not that I'll walk in and be, like, turned on by looking at him or anything like that. No. But it is...
Exactly. Exactly, Katie. You won't be turned on, you will be turned off.
No.
So, therefore, your physical attraction is gone.
Listen,
and no matter how much of a great personality
you
have, it ain't going to work.
I do think physical attraction is important, but it's not everything. You can still love somebody unconditionally. You can still love somebody for everything that they are.
Yes, Katie, what's the main side effect of a physical attraction?
Sex.
Yes. So, if you're not prepared to jump into the sack with male, female, whoever you're into, then... here we go. Sorry, hang on.
Oh, they're coming for you, Trevor. They found you hiding in the bush.
It's all right. It was a woman driving it, so she might be all right. Hope she doesn't have to parallel park. But anyway, listen, if you're not prepared to jump into the bed with your partner, if you're not walking in the door and immediately thinking, oh, she looks great. Oh, my God, we could go to bed now and have an hour session. Then the relationship's done. It's over.
But looks can change, so people can go through things. So, like, people can go through bouts of depression, people can go through different things that affect them, and things can change. Why would you end a relationship with someone you supposedly love to be with somebody you don't love because they look... That is superficial. That is shallow.
Okay, love isn't designated to one person your whole life. You don't have... There's no such thing as an actual soulmate. You do know that, don't you?
No, I know that, but
I don't believe
you can be in love with two people at the same time.
Well, I find it funny because you at the start of this show said marriages are coming to an end and open relationships are not going to be a thing.
Yeah, because
the younger generation
have a more open mind than the likes of my generation and certainly Adrian's generation.
So it's the older cronies out there that just want to be...
Trevor, you would walk away from your wife, your partner, if she wasn't making an effort anymore, if she wasn't wearing makeup.
If she wasn't making an effort to look good in the circumstances that she could physically change herself, like go to the gym, like the way I let my wife go and get her hair done every month, then these things can be changed, can be done.
On.
You know what I mean?
What did you just say?
Oh, I let my wife go and get the hair done.
You let her go and get...
Yeah, because... No, Katie, hang on. She'll ring me and say, listen, the baby needs to look after her. And I'll come on and let her go.
You let her.
So that, yeah, I pay for it as well because I want her looking good. I want the physical attraction to still stay there. You know what I mean?
In the same breath, Katie, you're nearly agreeing with a lot of what he's saying.
No, I'm saying that I think people will cheat. And I do think physical stuff is important. Don't get me wrong. I do think it's important. I don't think it's a deal breaker. And what Jess was saying earlier on, what you're basically mirroring is that, well, if they don't look good, I'm going to get rid of them. But then the basic point is...
Do you not realise what we're saying? By saying if I'm not looking good, looking good is something you can change, you can do, you can work on within a day. Because like women, they can go and get the hair done, they can do the makeup, and they look a 1,000,000%. If she's not doing that, she looks about 10%. And like I said, you're not going to want to walk up behind her if she's looking like a granny and grabbing her by the ass and going, come on, love, upstairs, let's give her a go.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. Our number is 0858252626. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Just tell me something here. Am I correct or incorrect? Didn't Trevor have an affair?
At one stage,
no.
I think.
No, sorry, Angela, you're going to say it properly. I kicked my wife out and I was with someone else.
You're a stellar. You're Prince Charming, really.
Why did I kick her out? Because I'm not going to go into that. It's extremely personal. But I was not in the wrong.
But
and she only went across the green, by the way, for her mother's.
Come here. It doesn't matter. You still kicked her out. But you took her back. Yes.
I did, but in the meantime, I was with a great little young one, and she—oh my God, she looked after herself, unreal.
So why did you take your wife back?
We went in, we talked about things, and got our heads back on the same page. That's all I'm going to say. And your wife still looked after herself.
You've just turned around there and said that you were basically with a banger of a young one while you kicked your wife out, but you took your wife back.
I said when my wife left, I was with a younger one, and at the end of the day, when my wife came back, she still looked after herself. If she didn't, I probably would say, "Hey, look, listen, if this isn't going to change, then our relationship isn't going to go any further. What's the point?"
No, I don't know why you took your wife back if you were with a banger of a young one, like.
Well, the man,
or maybe
the younger
one, not really you.
No, we actually separated on mutual terms.
The younger one, not really you.
No, okay. No, Angela, she didn't actually. You can try it out there, Angela, all you want. Go ahead, Angela. It doesn't matter. You're not in my life to know my personal details, so I don't care what you say. If you can't handle the truth, what I'm saying, get the hell out of it. Just because, like a lot of women are dumped by their men, it's just like the way it is, you know what I mean?
Angela, let's go back to the... Let's go back to the point of the conversation.
Don't worry, Angela, you'll get into a relationship someday.
Relax there, Trevor.
The
point of this conversation is the original message about should he tell his wife that he's not really that happy that she's kind of letting herself go? Should he?
Of course he should. Of course he should tell her. Sit down and have a conversation with her. You know, that's it. Like, you're both in a relationship. Everything you do is for both of you. Like, let's say I'm not in a relationship now. I'm single. I get Botox done, I get filler done, I'm on Ozempic for my health because I was diabetic and I was overweight, and I'm doing that for me. I'm not doing it for anyone else. I don't care, I don't want to impress anyone else. If you're going to love me, you love me for me. But when you're in a relationship, you need to keep those lines of communication over. Okay, she wants to go gray. Go and get your hair dyed gray. You know, you have to be honest with your partner on everything. You know, don't just turn around and go, well, you know, right, you're getting like this, you're getting like that, good luck. Sit down and talk to them. That's what a marriage is. That's what a partnership is. That's what a relationship is. Have a chat with her.
All right, Angela, thanks very much. Be honest, have a chat with her and let her know how you feel. Huge reaction to this conversation. This is Dave.
Hey, guys, great show there as usual. Just wondering, could you just ask Trevor there, what happens if his other half was sick or she was going through cancer treatment or something like that and she lost all her hair, you know, or she's on chemo, you know, and you know the way people look when they're on chemo. Like, would he leave her then or is that different?
Now, let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
There's nothing wrong with protecting your relationship. There's nothing wrong with being there with somebody or giving them guidance or whatever. But one thing you never do is ever let somebody get used to disrespecting it. Because they catch on to that shit easy and then they can play it. So nothing wrong with protecting it. Just don't let them fucking take advantage of it.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Hey, Adrian, how are things?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Sean. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to ask that bluehead Trevor, had he ever had morning sex?
What the fuck? What?
Do you ever have morning sex? Because when you have morning sex, your mum's only up out of the bed. She doesn't look the best.
Yeah, and you're still getting your rocks on.
Sorry?
You still get your rocks on, but like, just because she doesn't look the best in that minute, she's going to look the best the rest of the day, though, isn't she? If she's not looking the best the rest of the day, then what's the point?
She doesn't look great.
Yeah, but she's not grey-haired. Not looking like you're bleeding grey.
That answers the question. And now you're with a little young one, you said, now.
No, we were. I was.
You sound about 40 or 50. What are you doing with little young ones?
I said a younger one. I didn't say a young one. These people not listening to you. Write that voice note just a second ago. She's going through cancer treatment. Sorry, I said on this fucking call, if it's something a woman can change or manage in that time, then she's not looking good, then dump her. But at the end of the day, if she is going through a sickness, that's completely out of her fucking control. Don't send a stupid voice note like that. Sorry, rant over.
The man is right to say what he has to do. He should be telling his wife. What? How does a relationship work? A good relationship works on trust. And if he can't tell his partner that she's not, she's at the putting on a bit of weight and she's
So you and Angela have just agreed with me. Well done. Welcome to the conversation. Jesus Christ. I'm on the phone, have a go with me, and then agree with me. Well done, mate.
But I don't agree with the way you're going on.
What, the way I talk? Because that's the way I talk. I don't give a shit if anyone agrees with me or not. I don't care about people's feelings.
Yeah, we know that by listening to you for the last few days.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you, Sean. This guy who contacted us about his wife letting herself go, do you think he should discuss it with her? Do you think he should say, I don't like the way things are going here?
100%. Any relationship that lasts a long time works on trust. And if he can't feel that he can trust, if he doesn't feel he can talk to her about stuff like this, well then he shouldn't be with the girl.
There's no one agrees with me.
So you're actually agreeing with Trevor?
I agree with him in parts, all right, yeah. I told him
he
relationships.
He just doesn't believe he's being brutally honest.
Oh, you have to be honest, but there is a way of speaking to people and how you do it. You don't want to you don't want to shut their confidence altogether. There's a way of doing it, sitting down, listen, it hasn't been working out right, but he should be able to tell her.
All I do every month is I tell me more that you're only going to the hairdressers because it looks good when she's dyed her hair, and I'm building her confidence up. I don't pour her down.
No, well, he should be telling her, but there's a way to tell people. I wouldn't be just as blunt as you. And that's why you've had to have about 6 breakups in the last year.
Okay, so you, as far as you're concerned, Sean, he should tell his wife, but in a more diplomatic way than Trevor might.
Well, definitely, especially if he's married to the girl. He's with her over, what, 40-odd years, you should say, was it?
No,
how long is he married?
I don't know how long they're married, but she's 42.
Right, so he's probably with her a long time.
Yep.
So obviously he should be able to tell her straight out. But as I said, there's a way of telling you. You don't just turn around and say, here, listen, love, you look like a little fat bitch now. You need to look after yourself. There's a way of putting things in.
No, have the snowflake conversation with her, why not?
And that's why you're single, mate.
You just said I woke up and I'd like to get... I'm saying, Jesus Christ, mate. I'm married, mate. Good luck to you. I'm telling you, you don't listen very well, do you?
She must be blind.
Well, she wears glasses. I'm not going to lie, but, you know, I'm trying to get her into the contact lens. It looks better.
That answers the question,
Trevor. It's only for reading, you know?
Yeah, I'd say so.
But if I can get her into the contact lens, that'll look even better, because they won't fall off my head when we're... Sorry, I'm not going to say that on the air.
Who talks about that? Not only their partner like that, but who talks about the mother of their children like that?
Trevor.
You are an animal.
Trevor. Sick man.
Trevor, talk, you. That's why you dream me. You know, you're going to get unfiltered truth, and if you don't like it, talk shit.
If you're talking about some one night stand or some floozy, like, this is the mother of your kids. This is
who I love with all my heart, Katie.
And you're talking about the glasses.
And I'm sure she loves you just as much.
I hope so. No, to be honest.
Good to talk to you as always, Trevor, and thanks, Sean, as well for your call. Casey, should this man who is listening to this episode, should he tell his wife?
I think he should be honest, but do it in a kind way. Say, look, you know, here's what I think. If she tells you to F off and she's continuing to do it, then you need to accept it. But I think honesty is the best policy. Genuinely, I do. I think honesty is the best policy. If your relationship is strong enough, it will withhold it. There's no point in having bottled up feelings of resentment. Say it, get it out there, and then if she wants to continue on, if you really love her, leave her to it. Embrace it with her.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter.
I could be a psychologist.
You could, yeah. That's a new career for you.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to start an agony aunt story. So send me your stories. You're a corner. Nowhere. I'm going to become an agony aunt because I just solve all of life's problems.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And also, why not join us on our WhatsApp channel where we send you notifications when podcast episodes drop. All you have to do if you want to join the WhatsApp channel is send us the words add me on a WhatsApp to 0858252626. We will send you a link by reply and then you just subscribe to our WhatsApp channel from there. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.